Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to another edition of the Eagles Insider Podcast. And joined with me, as always, the illustrious, the soon-to-be-married, Bo Wolf.
Oh. Thank you very much. Very, very pleased to be here on the Eagles Weekly Podcast, as always.
Behind the scenes, my man Brian Thomas, as well as Chris Barletto holding it down. And our special guest this week, none other than the most prolific wide receiver.
What a treat.
In the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, a true gentleman on and off the field, the one,
a tall drink of water,
the great Harold Carmichael. Welcome, Harold, to the Eagles Insider Podcast. Thank you for taking a few minutes of your busy schedule.
Oh, yeah, right. Everybody's going right now. We're the only one in this building, right? I'm very busy right now, but no, it's great to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me here, you know, and I hear Brian over the got the crowd, like, is we got real crowd in here. Nobody's here for me.
What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding.
Harold, you have a wonderful radio voice.
You do. I do?
Oh, thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Harold, the tallest person to ever play wide receiver in the National Football League at 6'8".
Now that the Eagles moved Alejandro Villanueva to defensive
exactly.
End.
Is that why? Did you tell Chip Kelly, look, Alejandro better not be coming for my record?
I have no clue who you guys are talking about right now. You know, what does he play, wide receiver or something?
He played in wide receiver in college.
But now, okay. Now he's a defensive end. Okay, yeah. Okay, the defensive end, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can't dance, I don't think.
There you go.
So, Harold, take me through, what was it like being someone who, I was reading back, you were in high school at Raines High School in Jacksonville. You're 6'6" back then. What was it like always being the tallest person out in the crowd?
Well, not really. I had another guy, one of my best friends, Luke Thomas. Luke, we were about the same height and in high school. We played basketball together, baseball together. We were on the same softball team, football team, and all of that. He was my wide receiver.
And you were a quarterback,
when
correct?
I was quarterbacking back there, you know. So I kind of shot up, and I left him at probably about 6'5", pretty much, and then I kept going and all. But, yeah, it was kind of weird because it was another guy that I thought I was going to be the last one in line, but another guy, Earl, was behind me at graduation and all. So I thought I was the tallest for a minute there, but I think, did he graduate? Yeah, he did graduate, yes, you know, because he was the last guy.
Great student, that Earl.
Yeah.
Who's the more famous alum when you go back to Raines High School?
You know who it is.
It's got to
be
Brian Dawkins.
It's got to be Doc. You know, it's got to be Doc. You know, he's a fan favorite here. He's one of my favorite guys. You know, the guy's a great ball player, you know, and he's a great community leader and a mentor. And I really, really admire what he's done for the city here. And I'm quite sure he's touched Denver when he went out there. And he's always back here. So. But a lot of respect with Brian.
So how did you end up at Southern?
Okay, you know, it was crazy, you know, for what I can go back to my